Hello, everyone.
Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you so much for tuning in today. This is our very first episode of this particular radio show. A couple years ago, I was on Contact Talk Radio as a host, and that show was Awakening to Angels and Spirit. This show will be very much like that show, although I have a feeling it will probably end up being slightly different. I don't do shows with any kind of particular plan or agenda. I like to just let them form themselves, so that's what I plan to do with this one, although the general plan, just so you know as a new listener, is to talk about miracles and spirit and communicating with spirit. And during the show, I will take calls with questions and offer some intuitive spiritual guidance as I feel it come through. And, you know, that can be about anything that you want it to be about. It can be about general spiritual topics. It can be about your personal life, career decisions. And I will just let things flow through me as I feel them come through. I'll tell you a little bit of background about how I got into doing this. And I'm going to try to keep this intro concise and a little bit in a nutshell, and maybe we'll touch back on some of it later because there are several callers waiting. So I usually like to get to the callers pretty quickly because to not keep you waiting online. But I'll tell you a little bit about how I came to be doing this. About 7 or 8 years ago, I had some very profound spiritual experiences, and I would say that it left me forever transformed in that spiritual sense. I was opened up to what I consider angels and spirit and communication that way, voices, feelings, signs that all of a sudden in my life were very, very real. I had been on a spiritual journey for quite some time. I always grew up in church and believing in God and Jesus and just spiritual things in general. But several years before that, I had ventured out and opened my mind to other things. And my awakening came very quickly. When I say an awakening, I think it's a gradual process that we're always awakening. But I took a giant leap almost instantaneously where all these things opened up to me. I could see my entire life pass before my eyes very rapidly, different events in my life that were completely unrelated. But as those images flipped through my vision and through my heart, I could see exactly how they all came together perfectly. And I described it as this perfect mosaic of all these little pieces that then you see they've been put together as a masterpiece. And that's how I believe God and spirit work in our lives. So I was so excited when this happened to me that I wanted to share it with everyone. And then you realize very quickly that everyone's not ready to hear it. And you get some funny looks when you suggest that you're hearing voices, or so there was a bit of a learning curve right there for me. But I also very, very quickly, some of the people that I would feel compelled to tell about my experiences were not people that I was all that close to. And so my first reaction had been to tell people that I was very close to, and then I quickly realized that spirit was going to bring people to me that were, one, either ready to hear it, or two, would be beneficial to me in affirming things. And so I realized that some of these random people that I would suddenly just feel this urge to blurt out my experience, that they had had similar experiences, or we were being joined up for a reason. So that's my story in a nutshell. Since then, like I said, it's been several years, and I have progressed through that. At times, I've had to slow up on doing this kind of thing because, you know, life goes on, and we do live in this world, and you have to take care of those kind of things. But I'm very excited to be back on this track of more directly working with people and sharing my experiences, because at the same time I get their experiences back and yours, and that blesses us all, I believe, when we gather together in that one heart. We're all blessed, and that's how miracles happen. A couple of other little things. I am an author. I have a book called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's available on Barnes & Noble online. It's available on Amazon, paperback or hardcover. And actually right now Amazon has a very special Kindle price of 99 cents. So if you go on Amazon, the book is Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. And other things that I do are spiritual, intuitive. I'm a Reiki master and do a lot of energy work. So that gives you a little bit of background about me. The other thing that I'm very, very proud of and very happy to be connected with is my Facebook fan page. If you are Facebook active and you haven't already done so, my page is Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And so I go through ideas of A Course in Miracles, how I interpret them, but also beyond just we don't just stick to A Course in Miracles, but anything about positive thought and spiritual discussions that are of positive nature. And we just keep it very respectful and try to understand everybody's perspective is different, and we can all gain from being open to that. So I am going to take a call. I'll tell you a little bit about how the readings work on my show. I call them mini readings. You can call, ask me a question, or you can just say, I'd just like some general insight. Now, from my end, when I hear the question, I've gotten myself into a place prior to the show starting to feel like I'm just a vessel, a conduit, and I just ask God, heaven, angels, spirit, to let me be that vessel. And so I give you my feelings about your question. Or sometimes, I've found this happen, I may get a whole different nudge that says, no, well, that's a fine question, but no, what you need to hear right now, what this person needs to hear is this. And I always look at it like these many readings, or just a reading from me in general, will take its own direction sometimes, because it's what you most need to hear right now from Spirit to guide you wherever you are. And if you're listening to this show, then I would say the odds are very high that you are already on that spiritual search and opening your mind to that kind of direction. So just be open to the answers, even if they come a little bit off topic. Another thing that I would like for you to keep in mind is that now I'm my mind's getting in a different place already. Be open to the answers, and also understand that what I say right now in this moment may not make a lot of sense to you. But what I find time and time again when that's the case is that someone will email me later and say, oh my gosh, I know exactly why you got that image or that symbol. Or because when I see things, the easiest way I can describe it, this is the way it happens most times. So I get it a lot in feeling and visions and images, but it's often like the game of charades or Pictionary, that kind of, where I will see an image or two or three, and I'll be thinking to myself in my here and now brain, like, this makes no sense, I don't know. And then as I give you some feedback, you give me feedback, it will begin to come together, like Pictionary, or that old game on TV, Concentration, when we were little. I guess I'm showing my age, I'm 50, so if you're in my general era, you'll know what I'm talking about when I say the game on television of Concentration. So I see these little bits and pieces, and then they come together for a story or a message. So just keep in mind, might not hit you right away, but any feedback you can give me usually helps us narrow it down, and I can give you some pretty good guidance in a short amount of time. So I am going to take the first caller now. This is also my first time on Blog Talk Radio. I was on CTR Network before, so this is a different board. If I accidentally cut you off, I apologize. I did a little practice run yesterday, and it went pretty well. But you know, I do apologize. I'm going to do my best to not cut anybody off. One thing that we did learn when my friends and I did the practice run yesterday, I had some good friends that were very nice to help me with that. And when I answer your call, you will hear a computer voice that says unmuted or something like that. I think it was unmuted. And that means that you are now on the air. So if you're just holding right now, of course, you can't be heard on the air. But when I answer your call, that's kind of your cue that I've answered your call and you're now on the air so you can talk to me. Okay, so I'm going to take the first call. It's from 786 area code, if that gives you a little heads up. And let's try this and see if we can make it work all right. Looks like it's queuing up. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, my name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Oh, you don't sound fine, but I thank you for being, you are the very first caller to this show. So that's kind of a cool thing. I appreciate it. All right. I can feel some heaviness in your voice and in your heart, Karen, but do you have a question that you'd like to ask that maybe narrows down what you'd like to get some guidance for?
Okay. Well, this is the second anniversary of my mother's passing.
Death. I just, you know what I was, and I will let everybody know when I'm doing these readings that don't think I'm rude if you're talking and I butt in, because sometimes I just have to, when it comes to me, I know if I don't get it out in that split second that I might lose it. I was writing the word death when you said the anniversary, second anniversary of your, you said your mother's passing, right? And I feel that. So you go ahead. I'll try to just jot my things down, but it just hit me as, oh wow, I'm tuned in and she's tuned in to me because we're communicating really out in the ethers right now. So okay, go ahead, Karen.
Okay. Well, actually, both my parents have passed within the past 2 years, and both of the anniversaries they've just passed. They're within a month of each other, July and August.
Okay.
I'm in a period of transition in my life. I'm a little older than you, big 55. And I'm just wondering if there's, I don't know, I'm asking really if there are any messages from angels around me, because I've been feeling this, I guess you'd say it's heavy, slightly sad.
Oh. Okay. One of the things I jotted down while you're talking, you said it's close to the anniversary of both your parents' deaths, different times, I guess, but both within the last couple of years. Did you have, I feel like there's some kind of tension with your father, that either it was like an ongoing tension or was there anything that wasn't resolved, or can you give me a little feedback about that?
Oh, you just hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
You really hit that nail on the head. My father, I was very angry with my father when he died because he wasn't in my life. And I went through it. And I'm still dealing with it. A lot of emotional upheaval that he never made it right. So you really hit that one on the head.
Well, you were listening earlier, and I said the reason I think when I decided to do a radio show a couple years ago, I had done readings for people. I had never done these on the spot, you know, 5-minute little readings. You know, they might be an hour where we could, and you know, signed up to do the show, and then you know, I immediately had this panic attack. Like, what am I thinking? I can't do that on the spot. But I realized the direction it was going to go was, if you can give that person, you can cut to the meat of right now, if you bust through this issue, it will open up your heart and it will change your whole spiritual outlook. And so that is the issue that I felt for you, and I appreciate you confirming that, because it gives me chills. I get really blessed by doing this, because it helps me remember that in my life and my struggles and those things that seem so difficult, that if you just listen, the answers are all there. So I feel like there is a healing there with you and with your father, and if you seek that, pray about it. I feel like you have immense angelic support right now, Karen, that they were just dying. The reason you're the first caller, and they were, I could feel building for a couple of hours. This just, I started getting floaty, and it wasn't nervous. I was explaining to some of my friends, it was sort of like being nervous, but I knew it was different. It was this floaty feeling, and I just knew I could feel angels and spirit all around that were like just almost like jockeying their way through, like your guardian angels and other peoples were going, no, I've been waiting for this chance to get some communication through. And that's what's happening here. Your angel is saying, it's all okay, let it be healed. I feel like your father wants to heal it and is apologetic. And I also feel like there's some background reason why maybe he was absent that you never knew and that doesn't make it okay. But if you can just trust that it wasn't about you and that there's some healing there. And the other thing I wrote down that was completely unrelated, I saw a yellow rose. And that may be one of the things that it doesn't make any sense to you right now, but there's a possibility that maybe yellow rose will be how you'll get some communication or feedback from your father or your angels that you're doing okay, or to just like the I'm sorry. So you may see yellow roses, and you know, it may be in a greeting card or it may be in your yard, or so be aware of that. I do feel like it's sort of a form of an apology through spirit, because he can't be sitting in front of you to say, I'm sorry, it felt like I wasn't there then, but I'm there right now. Does that resonate in your heart?
I've been struggling. I actually have been struggling with this because it hurt so much. It literally brought me to my knees. I've had fits of anger and everything.
Let it out. The anger is so many times our way of releasing, and let yourself have that, you know, because we can also get kind of stuck because we think, well, I shouldn't have this anger. That's a bad emotion. And the anger starts bubbling up sometimes because we need to get it out. It's really buried deeply. So as long as you're not hurting anyone else, or let the anger out. Find ways to release it. Sometimes, you know, it might be from running or exercise or sweating or cleaning out a closet or throwing something or punching bag. That's okay. Let it out. I think you're very, very close to hitting on the healing, and maybe that's why the anger is really at the surface. If you can move through this, I think you'll blossom like that yellow rose. It feels to me like it's very, very close, and all of it is around your father. Talk to him. Talk to your angels. I feel like I'm getting a name, too, of maybe someone for you to talk to. I don't know if the name I can't get it real clear, but it's sort of along the lines of Mark or Marcus or I don't. So that may be a guide or angel that's there for you. Or, but either way, just talk to angels. Talk to your father. Have an argument with your father if you want to. Let it out of you, but because you're real close to healing it, and that's why it's on the surface and why you're feeling this tension and anger. Okay.
Wow.
So you think you can do that?
I've been working on that. Is there any message for my mom?
What I just heard, and spirit's very funny sometimes, is just get through with your father and then you can talk to your mother. It's like I can feel your mom in the background or just watching, and maybe she's even the one saying, hey, just get through this. Just take care of it. Would that be like your mom's nature to just like, just take care of this. Just so I feel like your mom's definitely there, but I feel like this, the tension and anger at your father is so important that don't worry about anything else right now. Work through that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And I will say to you and to everyone, when I do these, if you do want to follow up with me, are you active on Facebook? Do you have a Facebook account?
Yes. Yeah.
If you go to my page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, you can message me that way on the messages for that page. And I will try to, you know, if you have some little follow-up question or something you want to share with me, like, you know, what the yellow rose means, something that I try to check those and respond as much as I can. So, okay?
Thank you.
You have a very blessed day, and thank you for being the first caller to the new show.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that was good. That makes me feel good. I can't tell you all how thankful I am that you're here, because I believe wholeheartedly that we all get blessed, and probably me most of all, because to have a call like that, and it reminds me how close that connection is and how easy it is to let it fall by the wayside sometimes. And, you know, we get in our worldly way of dealing with things, and the answers are always there. And it's a reminder to me, kind of like a kick in the butt, like, your answers are always there. Just shut us out sometimes. So that awareness and that conscious choice to allow spirit, anyone that says, okay, I'm ready to talk to spirit, I'm ready to let spirit guide me, you will get answers. You will get information, and the more open, the more you begin to see things as an answer, then the more they'll happen. So when they see that you're getting it and you're connecting, you'll get your own answers very, very rapidly, I think. Okay, I'm going to take another caller. I need to take a sip of water here. The next caller, to give you a heads up, that's area code 941. So I'm going to click right now, and that should put you on.
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. And you?
I'm doing really well.
Congratulations on your first day of your show.
Thank you. Well, what can I do for you, Carla?
Okay, I have questions. What kind of guidance can you give me regarding my career, things coming in the near futures, and bringing in or any opportunities or anything coming my way?
Okay. All right, with you, I got one of those little images that I talked about earlier that I don't know what that could mean in relation to this, but I'll tell you, and then as I start to talk, I'll start feeling other things. The image I got for you was a red wagon, like a little red wagon. What were those things called? Like something red flyers or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So I got the red wagon. I don't know, does that have any significance to you as far as childhood, or do you have, you know, is there anything like consciously significant about that to
no.
you?
No.
Okay. So the red wagon then, career-wise, I feel like, okay, let me let this feeling roll around a second so that I try to say it correctly, because I interpret things so much from feeling, and so there aren't always words, and I just do my best. I'm feeling some upheaval. Hesitate to say that because I don't want you to go, oh no, what? But have you already gone through some of that in the last year or two? Did you have job changes or anything like that?
I kind of did, but I know that I work for myself, and I know that there's going to be a change, and everybody keeps on saying it's going to be a good upheaval that I'm going to be going through. It's going to be a little unsettling. I just got to bear with it, but it gets me to a place that I need to be.
That's exactly it. Upheaval, which makes us a little bit apprehensive sometimes, good upheaval, but it won't feel good throughout the whole course of it. Part of it will just feel like upheaval.
Okay. Does it have anything to do with I would have to, like, leave my residence, possibly leave, my kids are all grown, but, I mean, leave people, you know, behind, you know, I think that might be it. Is that what
as,
it is?
As
more?
You ask that question, that feels like a yes to me. That's very likely. What I'm feeling for you now is to open up to that possibility. Uh-huh. And here's why. Because the better situations for you and the better opportunities, it feels like, are going to come from being open to the upheaval and the willingness to even possibly relocate or, you know, that's what I wanted to, or whatever. When I say that, it feels almost like far.
Yes, and I'm willing to do it.
So now what I'm seeing as I say that is cast a really big net, you know, so like sometimes career, you know, let's say a job ends and you have to find another career. Most of us, first thing we do is we go right in our little community. That can be good. That can. I feel like for you, open your search up extremely broad. Be really, really open to a larger geographic area. And I feel like that's where the opportunities that are going to fit you better and be better financially for you. And also, as I say that, it's like, well, and it's not really even just about career. It's about the whole life setting, maybe other people you'll meet, but just be open to other jobs, but whole other places possibly. And it can even be a connection that you open yourself up to in another city. You may end up staying where you are or very close to where you are, but I feel like somehow the connection or the opportunity is not going to be right around you in your backyard. Okay.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I've been told that, and my guides have been telling me that. I believe it's more where I would, you know, I might not sell my house right away, and I don't have to. You know, I can leave, you know, if I had a better offer, job offer. But I think it's, you know, eventually I will leave, but I think it's out west or somewhere.
Well, I felt when I said a long way, I felt like coast-to-coast kind of feeling.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
not
that
you live
really
on the coast, but, you know, like, oh, my, you may be hitching up the wagon train. And
I am fine with that. And that's where the red wagon.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Wagon train.
Yeah, your little wagon train. So just like, so I take it that you live east and you might be going west or something, just like the people were courageous enough to hitch up their wagons and take off, get in that mind frame.
Do you know when this opportunity could be coming about?
I don't usually see things in timetables, but when you said that, I got the feeling maybe like 6 months or so. You're probably laying some groundwork now, or you will be once you open your mind to that in a real big way. So just pay attention now. I have this like sort of, it's not really like a warning, but it's don't jump at the very first thing that is like, oh, that's it, that's out west, I'm gone. Whatever comes your way, let it roll around and just ask for specific signs about that specific opportunity or location or whatever. And, you know, a real good thing to do in this case is, ask for real specific signs. Like, okay, there's this job opportunity. I don't know if it might be good for me or not. Is this one that, and say, okay, what I want to see is, and just think of something kind of obscure. It can even be a number. I want to see 784. And then just open yourself up, your mind and your eyes and or even ears to either hear or see that number or whatever you choose. But that's how, if I were you, I would begin to narrow down. Is this a really good one? Is this, you know? But I do see that if you open up to it, that there, it's a real positive career change. It feels like you might even go, I don't know if you had, if you did something in your profession and then you kind of changed and maybe you're going to go back to something more that you used to do or maybe that you wanted to do when you were younger and then got in a different course. Does that?
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Okay. Well, keep that in mind. And then just you already, it sounds like, ask for guidance and you'll get it. I think you'll get it real clearly.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. You have a wonderful day. Thanks
you
again
too.
For calling.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. The next caller is area code 229. I should be asking people the areas they're calling from because I don't off the top of my head know most of these area codes, but I'm going to answer now. So be ready, and you'll be unmuted, 229. Hello?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
All right.
What, What's your name?
My name is Melvin.
Melvin, okay. And do you have a question, or what can I do for you today?
Yes, ma'am. I have a question about a friend of mine's. I just want to know, like, does she has any feelings for me?
Okay, the love question. Okay. All right. The first thing I saw for you was a child. I don't know if it was you as a child. It was like the childlike energy. I'm not getting a real clear answer about the friend. Are there feeling? Oh, I think I know why. The question, maybe the wording is the friend, I would say, definitely has feelings for you, but you're asking about romantic feelings. Is
yes,
that right?
Ma'am.
Okay. Definitely a lot of admiration and friendship there that might possibly lead into something romantic. Okay, so what I'm feeling right now for you is just be your most authentic, and that's why I saw the childlike self right now. Try to remember who you were as a child, because that's our soul shining through. And remember the things that you liked to do, the games you liked to play, and try to relate that to life now. And return to that child, and it's going to let your brightest soul shine through. And I actually have a feeling that, yes, there could be some romantic involvement, but you've got to let your child come through. You got to let your inner self come through, because that's who you really are. Do you feel like, and I guess most of us do this, as we get older, we kind of guard who we really are. Do you feel like you're guarding yourself a lot with this person?
Yes, ma'am. In some sense, yes.
And that's, like I said, we all do that. I feel like you are safe to begin to let yourself show through more and not be worried. You know, like, we can get in a place like, you know, if you really like this person, you can think you want to put your best self forward, but your best self is just your true self. Just laugh at the things you like to laugh at. You know, be you. And that lets your light shine through. And anytime you let your light shine through, that possibility of romance is there, because you might open up this other person's light. And so that's why I think I saw the child for you. Get to your authentic self. And I do believe that this is definitely someone that very much admires you and notices you and likes you. And I think if you're your authentic self, it allows that to grow, and it may blossom into, even as I say that, like a great romance. Like, you know,
okay.
But also let it be the friendship. Let it be what it is, and be you.
If I, like, ask her out for coffee or sandwich or something, simple.
That's an excellent way to start.
And
you know, just spend some time just thinking about things you liked as a kid too. For some reason, I know that's going to bring out something in you, laughing about things as a kid, you know. Going online and even looking at maybe an old television show, you like just remembering little things, because we get so bogged down in being adults that we forget all those simple things. And I think, yes, you know, ask her for coffee. But when you ask her for coffee, don't be who you think she wants you to be. Be you. That's what she needs, as a friend or whatever level it elevates to. Don't get worried about, I need to do it this way because she probably likes this kind of guy, or, you know what I'm saying? Be you. You're beautiful. Your soul is beautiful. Your light is huge. And I know when I get chills when I say something that it's like, oh, yeah, that your light is huge. Do you hear that a lot, that you have a really bright light?
I think
Melvin, it's even brighter than you realize, and you go back to the little childish, silly things you know, take some time to just be a foolish little kid and do foolish little child things, and that light's going to be even brighter. And I actually have a feeling that this friend needs that light right now.
Okay.
The light,
yeah.
It's warmth and love, and I have a feeling that she's going to respond to it because she needs it. Her soul needs that light.
Yeah,
okay?
Because we work together at a hospital here in Georgia at night.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we work on the same unit and sometimes we don't. But lately I've been getting my gut feeling that she really want me to ask her for coffee or something, that she wants me.
I feel that feeling that she needs you and your light, and maybe, I don't know, maybe she's hurting, maybe she's apprehensive, but she needs some laughter and light, and it's almost like you're acting in some ways as her angel just by letting your light come out, and it will bring hers out too. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right,
Thank you.
Go out there, go for that coffee, let that light shine. And I think you're also going to notice that just you doing that, people are going to notice. And because, you know, we talk about healing and how to be that, you know, the term light worker. And the main way that we get lost in, because, you know, everybody thinks it's about, you know, a book or, a, you know, something huge and, you know, some big scale. No, it's walking around in light. And it doesn't matter what job you do. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter how broad your circle of people is. Walking into the coffee shop, feeling that love and light is touching every person around it. And when we get back to that simple way, we're actually doing more to heal the world than when we're trying to figure it out with our brains.
Just let your light come through.
Yep.
Yeah, because, you know, like sometimes when I go to the local grocery store or Walmart or anywhere I go, I can be down the hallway aisle or whatever, and people, they look at me, and I was like, oh, why are you looking at me for? I'm not stealing anything, but what? I get so connected. They get so connected. I was like they know me for my – I'm like, what's the world wrong with me?
And it is really easy to get like, oh, is my hair messed up? Did I wear my shirt backwards or something?
Yeah, I looked at myself like, okay. Well, did my mouth need to be whacked off or something? I'm like, I'm freaking out.
And when you feel that, appreciate it, like, laugh about it, and just turn it up a notch and just see what happens
that.
Because people are soaking it up, Melvin. They're soaking it up. So don't walk around worrying like you've got drool on your mouth.
My God. I was like, oh my God.
Beautiful, beautiful light around you. Yeah. So just let it shine. Okay?
Yes, because at work, you know, I work with a lot of mental ill clients. Mm-hmm. And they all gather around me.
Yeah, they can feel it. They get healing from you. Just
they
from you.
They want to sit right beside me.
Well, you keep doing that and doing it even more, and you walk around like a child and happy, and you have no idea how many people you're touching.
Oh my God! I have heard that.
Yes, you have no idea, and it's getting bigger and bigger. So you go back to that, you know, like the Bible says, "Come to me as a little child." And do that, and when you do that, then you're more connected to God and Spirit, and you're bringing that through, and you just keep doing it.
Mm.
Okay?
Man.
You're a good man. You have a good day, okay?
You have a blessed day as well. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Maybe I'll contact you for that reading.
Okay, if you're on Facebook, go to the Seeing Miracles page, and you can send me a message on that, Seeing Miracles Every Day. Okay?
Okay. Right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Boy, time is getting away here. The show was scheduled to be an hour. We're already 40 minutes into it, and there are several callers. So I am not sure yet since I haven't done this. I think we can run over if we need to. So we'll just play it by ear and try to run over. If it cuts us off, it cuts us off. But I'll try to let it run over some if necessary. Okay, let's see. Let me take a little breather. Get a little water. And I'm going to go right into the next call, area code 508. So you'll hear the word unmuted, and then you'll know you're live on the air with me. There you go. Hello.
Hi, this is Linda. Hello.
Hi, Linda. I hear you.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay. Boy, that was a good call. Melvin has a bright light. okay, Linda, do you have a specific question or you want some general guidance?
Well, I think like some other callers, I'm like in a transitional period right now. I'm going to be an empty nester. Wondering about career. My husband and I were talking about maybe doing a business together, bed and breakfast.
Okay.
But just not sure if it's the right thing to do. But I want to be able to continue with my spirituality, so I feel like that might interfere.
Okay. The image that I saw right away for you was digging in a garden. And, you know, of course, that can be metaphorical. It can be very literal. I'm not getting a clear yes or no as far as bed and breakfast. So I would, if I were you, I would just kind of keep looking into it as a possibility. As I say that, it feels more like, well, it might be something kind of sort of like that, but not exactly. So just keep that in mind. Digging in the garden feels like, well, first of all, do you do any gardening?
I do.
Okay, you do. When you're in the garden, does that feel like that's a connection for you, that earth connection?
Yes.
Okay, because I would say for you, going in the garden, digging, getting dirty, feeling yourself ground into the earth, being connected to the earth, that's a really good spiritual place for you where more clarity will come. And, okay, now there's something else coming to me about the garden, too. It feels like there are some emotions right there under the surface that need sort of tilling up, turning over. It feels like I'm trying to put words to it. It feels like it relates to family or some relatives that are. Do you have any estranged relatives? That there's some tension, anger, like don't speak anymore, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. When I say till it, it feels more like. For you to release it and feel okay with it. All right, there's kind of an estrangement. Do you feel bad about that? Like, well, it is family. Do you go back and forth with that?
Not too much actually. But what I might have to do with it is that one of my sisters and I were going to do a bed and breakfast together, and then she backed out, and I still feel some feelings about that. Well, you know, we're not estranged, but we don't have.
There's a little bit of
relationship.
Okay. Around and the bed and breakfast, you know, garden and bed and breakfast kind of go hand in hand too. You know, from the literal sense, you know, bed and breakfast usually have their herb gardens and sometimes food gardens. I actually feel like it falling through with. You said sister or sister-in-law?
Sister.
That maybe it was a blessing, that maybe it wasn't a real good match for that kind of business, or maybe that she wouldn't stick it out, or that has she had some other kind of difficulty that's come up since then, like that would have made it difficult in the business? I don't know, divorce or something like that, that would maybe, has there been anything that happened like that?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. It feels like, just in general, like, well, don't be upset about that. That was actually a blessing for you. That was working in your favor. There was some interference, I feel like, that was outside of both of you that was like, no, that's probably not a good idea right now, and it would end up draining you. It feels like, okay, let that go. Till that soil, yeah, turn it up, roll it around, and let that go, realizing, oh, that when you're digging in the garden, as you till that soil up that's sitting there, like, why didn't we do that bed and breakfast? Why did she flake on me? Whatever. You're preparing the soil for your own planting. And so let that stuff, let it go and be rolled around, and realize that there's something else being planted for you and by you. And I feel like I don't know this. There's something, it's I can't explain it, but it's like similar to bed and breakfast, but not really. I don't know. Have you done any healing work?
I'm an angel reader, card reader.
Uh-huh. You're probably going to do some more of that.
I'm working on being a crystal counselor.
Okay. Yeah, it feels like gardening, growing, nourishing other people, but probably not bed and breakfast so much, mm-hmm. even though they're both in the nourishing kind of, they could both be interpreted as nourishing and taking care of people. You're going to do a different kind of nourishing. So I think you're going to get more into that counseling, energy work. Do you do any kind of energy work, like healing touch or Reiki or anything like that?
Well, I'm a physical therapy assistant right now. I do. I mean, I'm not Reiki or anything, but I feel like I do my spiritual work with my patients.
Yes, you do. And so the avenue that I would say pursue right now is pay a little more attention to the energy part and try to incorporate it into physical therapy. Because when that's applied in addition to your medical knowledge, then it just magnifies it and makes, you know, when you're working with someone and they're trying to heal through physical therapy, it's going to magnify it. So, you know, read about those things. See if there's any certain modality that calls to you, and maybe study up on it, learn a little bit about it, because I think that's the direction you're going to go in helping people nurture and heal. It's going to make what you already know bigger. Okay?
Yep.
And you're planting, you know, you're nurturing the plants and the garden and digging and you're doing all that right now, and then it will fall into place and grow for you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. Thanks
great.
So much.
All
great.
Right.
Good
thank
luck
you
for
calling.
Doing well, Sherry.
Thanks. Bye bye.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Okay. Next call. Looks like it might be a Skype call, because there's a name, not a number or area code. So I'm going to jump right into that. And I guess you'll still hear the unmuted, and you'll know that you're live when you hear that.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I talking
to? How you doing? You're talking with Craig.
Right.
Thank you for taking
Craig?
My call.
Is it Craig?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Craig.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
What can I do for you today? Do you have a question?
Yeah. Do you interpret dreams?
Yes and no. I mean, I don't consider myself like, ooh, I'm a dream interpreting expert. I'm pretty good at discerning symbolism and putting that together. So did you have a dream that you want to tell me about, and I'll tell you if I get any feelings about it?
Well, I just actually kind of like a general question.
Oh, okay.
Sort of.
Okay.
I'll just take that route. There was a woman who I would say, extremely, like, crazy and in love with, like, over a decade ago. And me and her, we really shared feelings, but she decided to marry somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a dream about her last night. And in this dream, it was at a party. People were celebrating my accomplishments. I just became a doctor, whatnot, and I was kind of dreaming my own party. And she came. mm-hmm. and she had this red dress, and she came to me, and she kind of looked at me and learned, gave me a kiss on the cheek, and just kind of gave me this weird look like, I want you. And I just want to know, is that kind of infatuation on my part, or is this, does she still have feelings for me?
Here's what I think that means. I think that people that are, we're very close to and very connected with, and we have love for, first of all, I think the soulmate concept is bigger than just there's that one single person. I think there can't, that there are a lot of different levels. I think of it like a tree. You know, everybody on the tree is our soulmate, and ultimately we're sort of all connected by earth and all that. But if somebody's on our particular limb, then they're closer soulmates. If they're on the branch with us, they're even closer. And then when you get out to the tiny, tiny little branches and it just is a couple leaves, then you get it's connections that we have that are even deeper. I feel like when you dream about someone like that, that you've been close to, or especially that you've loved a lot, and maybe they've loved you a lot, that we keep that eternal connection, and that when we're asleep, I think we can go out in the ethers and connect. And so I think when we make those connections, it is someone either wanting to connect with us, and like maybe if we're having a hard time and they want to nurture us, or vice versa, we're connecting with them because maybe they need us. And what I would say is she's very proud of you. I wouldn't say yes or no either way, that as far as like, does she have feelings for you like romantic girlfriend, but she definitely loves you and is proud of you. I think she was connecting with you to say that, and that's why, you know, you're there, people are celebrating you, and she's giving you that look like, you know, and you're going, wow, that is... So I think her soul was reaching out to tell you that she's proud of you, and, you know, you may have other dreams where you get something else from her. What I would suggest is that you ask to communicate with her on a soul-to-soul level out in the ethers, and just share the love you have for another human being, you know, aside from girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. I don't really, I always tell people I'm not a fortune teller. I tell in the moment what, you know, I'm not a fortune teller. I just read the signs in the moment and the messages and what right now, what's the best thing. But I think you have a very close relationship with her, love relationship. And I think for whatever reason, maybe she needed you, maybe you needed her and you were connecting. So just allow that. Feel love for another person. There's nothing wrong with that, no matter if it was an old boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, spouse, whatever. Feeling just a pure kind of love for someone, I believe it reaches them in their heart. And, you know, you may find, you know, if you do end up running into her, you may find she's going through a tough time right now. Sending that love, whether you are face-to-face with her, talking to her or not, is helping her, and vice versa. You may have needed that pat on the back from her, too. So just allow it. Don't try to push it into anything or make anything of it. Right. Just allow it and love and respect and be grateful for that person in your life, and know that we're always eternally connected, and especially those people that we feel that great love that lasts forever, even if you're far away from them, we're always connected, and we will be reunited with them as souls at some point. So just enjoy the dream, enjoy the moment. You know, who knows where it might take you, but just let your heart just feel love with no conditions, not love like, well, yeah, I love you and you love me and I want you in my life. Just let it just feel love.
Right.
And everything will happen as it's supposed to. So.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're very welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next call is area code 510. So when you hear unmuted, it means you're live. Should happen any second. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
This is Camille, and I'm calling you from Alameda, California.
Okay, California. Okay, I am right now in Ohio, so we're a long ways apart.
Yes, you are.
And I love your name, Camille. What a pretty name.
Thank you.
Okay, do you have a question, or would you like some just general insight?
I do have a question. I've been living in my home for 6 years, and it started out beautifully, and then somewhere in there, I started meeting a lot of, adversity and weirdness from other people who were kind of, well, why do you have this? Because you are whatever it is. And it made me very uneasy and no longer at peace. Now that I've taken a step away from all the naysayers and, you know, critical critics and all those things, will I remain living here and at peace,
mm-hmm.
recover a sense of happiness and well-being and peace right here where I am?
So are you saying you have, let's say, a nice home, and so they don't understand how you have that? Is that what you're feeling?
That's what I'm saying. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying. I got a lot of, when I was moving here alone, well, how come you, as a woman,
yeah.
want to
mm-hmm.
do this? Your husband should buy this for you, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, something based on color. You're not supposed to have it based on, you know.
It's their fears or doubts. And all I can say to you is do not let yourself feel guilty for being prosperous or I feel like you came about it honestly and good and
yeah.
You need to, you know, I think that's one of the biggest traps we have in our world. And a lot of what goes on in, you know, I guess I'll say political arenas these days is pitting people against each other. If you have something, you must have gotten it a bad way. And if I don't
exactly.
have anything, then you owe me, or you must be rotten and I'm good because you have more than me. And, you know, I'm just thinking, even just from a spiritual perspective, that is so backwards. We are supposed to have abundance and blessings. If you know, even if you put it in the religious context of the Garden of Eden, God meant for us to have everything, our soul's delight, everything that gives us joy. And unless you came about it by stealing it and being mean to people and taking, and then you need to celebrate it. You don't need to feel the tiniest bit of guilt, because I feel like you earned it and you worked for it, and yeah, maybe you got lucky, but you made your luck. And so other people, it's really their mirror. They're looking at you and saying, I don't have that much, so therefore I need to make her bad so that I don't feel bad. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly how I was made
yes.
you feel.
So absolutely shed that feeling, enjoy what you have. Now, hey, it's good to be generous when you've been blessed, but don't let yourself be trapped in the guilt that others try to put on you, because maybe you have more. You're supposed to be abundant, and actually you're enjoying your abundance in a kind, loving, giving way. You know, it's like everything, you know, we've talked about it a few times already on this show. That's part of spreading light. And I believe we have to get over this feeling of that abundance is bad.
Right.
Okay. Now, I just got I just got an alert that there's 90 seconds left in the show. So we'll end. Did I give you a little insight? Do you feel a little bit better about enjoying what you have? I hope.
Well, yes. I mean, I just want to make sure that all that is indeed behind me, and I'm not, you know.
I think you enjoy it, and be kind to them, be loving to them, but don't let them put that guilt on you. Okay, I said earlier to everyone that I didn't know if it would allow me to go over time. I'll try to, but I'm getting that 1 minute alert. Please go to my Seeing Miracles Every Day page on Facebook and join it if you haven't already joined, and you can message me that way. But if the show doesn't close out, then I will continue to take a few more calls, but we'll just have to see what happens if it cuts us out here. So I'm going to try to answer one more, make it cut out. 570 area code, hello?
Hi, my name is Terry. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, and I have a question. I'd like to see if you see me moving.
I don't see a particular move right now. I'm getting 10-second warning. We may cut out.
Okay.
But I think we may be able to stay on here. If we don't, then you know, go to my Facebook page, and we'll do this via email. Finish up. I don't see you moving. Like again, I'm not a fortune teller, but I don't see an imminent move. I was getting distracted by that voice coming in telling me I only had 60 seconds. What I see is a clearing out of your current space, movement within your current space. Do you have things like that you need to clear or get rid of? Do you have stuff you're keeping that you don't know why, you don't need? Can you get moved that way?
I have my home up for sale right now, and I've been looking at land with the man that I've been with for the past year and a half, and we were looking to build or buy.
Okay, I'm not a fortune teller. I don't feel movement right away for you. Maybe the thing about you have your house up for sale. Are there things that could make it more presentable by clearing and minimizing? Do you think?
Well, I've been in that, you know, painting my deck, redoing some things inside. I don't think it's going to be, like you said, an imminent, maybe, you know, more into the future.
I guess what I was feeling about clearing, is it possible that you have maybe more stuff in your house than makes it show and feel light and bright? Is there possible?
Well, no, I've gotten rid of quite a bit of furniture. Because, you know, we were moving in together, so he was getting rid of stuff, I was getting rid of stuff, so I've been sort of going to that clearing, you know.
Yeah, for some reason I'm getting that clearing. Now, is he selling something too?
No, he's did already. He's just renting.
Okay.
So I was thinking if I sold my house, maybe I would be moving in there temporarily until we, you know, found a place, bought a building.
I don't feel it like some immediate, you know, like it's happening right this second. I keep
seeing
some kind of clearing, some kind of, I don't know, maybe it's focusing your thoughts on what you really want, or there's something there about clearing, and so I was relating it to the house specifically because you said you have it on the market, but so let that roll around for you about clearing and what perhaps needs to clear. And it's probably something that, you know, is sort of that in your heart and soul, or, you know, like a mental clearing, cleansing or something like that.
I know what you're saying. He's still going through a divorce financially wise. It's just about finished up. So maybe that's the clearing that you're seeing.
Okay. All right. Be aware
once
of that.
Once that's all done, maybe
to facilitate
everything will start moving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I would say be aware of it. Try to facilitate it and be, you know, say prayers that you're open to it, and you will also try to help him be open to it. And that's the kind of movement I see, that some kind of clearing, and then the other kind of movement will begin to have more clarity about what to do.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. I think I still have people on. There are two more callers remaining. I'm going to take both of those and then we'll close it out. I'm going to take Kat and the 786. So here we go on first one. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? And your name, it came up on the screen as Kat. So is that your name?
It's Kathy.
Kathy, okay. All right, Kathy, what can I do? I'm glad you remained on the line. I wasn't sure if it would totally cut out, but what can I do for you?
I was going to ask you about my spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see coming up?
Okay. your spiritual journey, I saw when you said that word, I saw it as like a mountain path. And so you're on this climb. You're at an area that it's not super steep, but it's not, you know, it's not all smooth sailing either. And what I was seeing is, you know, like on mountain paths where the rocks will kind of, you're having to kind of, you know, go over the rocks and keep your footing steady and finding the balance there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you picture that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you live near any mountains or I grew up in the mountains, so it was a very vivid image of that to me. So what I see where you are right now on your spiritual path is that you are climbing and rising. So that is a good thing. You're rising in vibration. You're going through kind of some normal bumps and rocks and things in your path. I don't see anything like a big boulder or anything you're going to have to overcome. You're going to have semi-smooth sailing in this next course, but still, you know, a little bit of rockiness, which, you know, it's not like a terrible thing. It's a good thing. It's kind of, you know, you're just moving up the path is what I see. So anytime we're in that rising, that's where we're supposed to be, searching for higher vibrations. And so I feel really like you're in a real good place. I feel like you're on the path. You're not super tired. You're do you feel like here's what I feel like you're just in, you've been making this steady climb.
Right.
And sometimes other people don't make the climb quite as consistent and steady, so they might have to go up a really steep area, you know. And yours just seems very consistent to me, which is actually excellent, because you don't need as many things to change your course. It feels like to me you're on a good course and your path's fairly clear and you're navigating it pretty well and that you have the energy to keep navigating it. Okay, let me see if there's any. It seems like there's something else kind of lingering there that might be helpful to you. Do you have children or work with children or anything like that?
No, I don't have children.
Have you ever worked with children or?
No.
Okay, because I'm feeling like something with, you could get a lot out of something with children. Working with children in some capacity. So that might be something for you to think about, maybe volunteer in some way. And it feels like to me that being around children is going to do something right now for your spiritual growth and connection.
Oh, okay.
So, and, you know, children always bring that out in us if we're, you know, not too caught in our adultness of forgetting to be like them. I think there is a child or maybe more than one child that's going to be almost like a little sage to you. So just be open to that. And maybe you volunteer in some capacity with children and I think you'll get some real blessings from it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
that's what I have for you. Okay.
Right.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, our last call of the day. Boy, this has flown by. Wait, let me cut that one off. And 786, you're the last one. Thank you for waiting and being patient. So you should hear the unmuted, and then you know you're on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What's your name and what can I do for you?
Jackie, and I'm so glad to talk to you. Congratulations on your show.
Thank you. It's been fun doing it today. Boy, it just zoomed right through.
Yeah.
So you are very patient to wait. So what can I do for you? What kind of question do you have?
Okay, there's a lot of questions I have, but what's on my mind is a romantic relationship.
Oh, boy, we're getting a lot of that today.
yeah, but I have a lot on my plate right now. I have a mother with Alzheimer's. I have my grandson living with me. My son moved. It's just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And when this relationship first started, it wasn't all that. Now, he doesn't seem to, he tries to understand, you know, one minute he's very understanding, the next minute he isn't. So I don't know if I should continue with this, but he's been very helpful considering I haven't been going to work.
Mm-hmm.
He blessed me with a car. You know, he's constantly reaching out to be helpful in many ways, but I am not ready for the commitment.
Okay. I don't think you necessarily need a commitment. Here's what I would say to you. You are very busy taking care of everyone else. And you are not allowing yourself so much to be taken care of or nurtured. Not that you're not allowing it. Like, he's helpful to you. What I'm feeling is that you feel this, I guess, burden of being, making sure everyone else is taken care of, but you're kind of forgetting about yourself. And so I would say to you, make time for yourself in those ways where someone is obviously there wanting to nurture you and help take care of you, and you're so caught up in the responsibilities of taking care of everybody else that you're possibly not allowing yourself enough time to go out and get renewed and revived by being nurtured. So I would say try to allow that more, because you'll actually be a better caretaker and better able to cope with those kind of burdens if you let yourself get renewed and nurtured. I think people that are givers and that like helping other people, it's a real easy place to get stuck in. You know, it's like surviving. You know, the very air that you breathe is about, am I doing something good for someone else? And there's great nobility in that. But then sometimes the doing something for oneself is felt like that's selfish. And do you ever feel like that? Like if you're just doing something for you that, oh gosh, I should be doing this? Or do you get that feeling sometimes?
Sometimes I do, but going back to the gentleman, when I give him a little time, then it's like he's another child. So it's, you know, when I do try to open up a little, then it's like, you know, it's a, not, I won't say a burden, but another mm-hmm. obligation.
Okay, it feels like to me, Jackie, that he wouldn't necessarily be a burden, but that you're used to people around you kind of being a burden or like your responsibility. And I feel like he would carry his own weight, and it would be a more mutual. And maybe he is, you know, pushing you. You're feeling like it's a burden maybe because he's pushing you. Well, let's do more together. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let me. But maybe he's just telling you that, hey, I want to take care of you. I want time with you, and you need time to be celebrated and let someone else take care of you some too. So I don't feel like he's like a downer or a drag. I think he's got some real sincerity in wanting to help you and take care of you, and you're not quite accustomed to that. And so it feels like that's just more pressure on you. And also keep in mind, you have a lot of pressure on you right now. That can skew things and confuse us. But I would just say, you know, let him nurture you some and get to where you're okay accepting that. And that you don't feel like, oh gosh, now I've got that burden. Now I got to also, he's going to need my time. If you can't give him the time, tell him. But when you can give him the time, let it be time that you're giving yourself and you are all in that time. You're not thinking, oh gosh, I probably shouldn't be doing this. Probably shouldn't be sitting here laughing and having a good time when I got all these other things to do. Don't let the moments that you are sharing end up being burdened by all the other things. Just say, shutting it out for this hour, this 2 hour, whatever. Does that
thank you,
make
sure.
sense? Does that
yeah,
sound like
so.
Okay. Well, you try that, and I hope it will go well, and I really think it will, that you're going to, you need to be nurtured, let yourself. Okay?
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
You have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Now, I'm really not aware. I know the recording has stopped for the archives, but I don't know if people are still on. So if you are, thanks so much for this first show. It flew by. I had other things I was going to talk about, but there were so many calls that I wanted to get right to those. And I appreciate all the callers, because when I let that come through me, you have no idea how much it makes me feel blessed. And I hope that the messages or the information I gave you is helpful. And like I said to everyone, kind of my central place is my Facebook fan page, and it's called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And so if you're on Facebook, you can just type in Seeing Miracles Every Day and find that page and like it if you haven't already. And love to have you there. It's a beautiful, I say, community of 19,000 people that are really seeking to be lighter, brighter souls. And it's just a good place to be connected to. So thanks again. And I will post on that page when I'm doing the next show, because I haven't really gotten into a specific schedule yet. I'm just kind of letting that come to me, trying to follow spirit that way. So thank you all for being here. Have a great rest of the day wherever you are, and join me on Facebook. Thanks. And love and light to you all.